here's a story from The World.
We've been watching in agony as India, on the other side of the globe, struggles with the pandemic. Each day, the infections climb higher. India's healthcare system can't keep pace, nor, sadly, the crematoriums. Just listen to this description from the BBC's Yogita Lamai, reporting from a crematorium in India's capital, New Delhi.
Everywhere I look, there are funeral pyres burning. The air is full of smoke. My eyes are watering.
Crematoriums out of space are resigned to building pyres in the parking lots. In New Delhi, the most in-demand medical supplies have been exhausted. Hospital beds are scarce. One woman, Nishi Sharma, told the BBC that she couldn't find a bed for her mother-in-law, who was struggling to breathe. Sharma went from hospital to hospital, found a doctor, and begged for help.
I literally started crying in front of him that, please, I just need one bed for her. You told me that, you know, that there is a bed. That's why I came here.
In desperation, Indians have been turning to social media in a search for medicine and oxygen tanks to keep their loved ones alive. Manish Pandey is seeing this firsthand. He's one of hundreds of volunteers at the COVIDresources.in collective in New Delhi. They connect people who need these things with suppliers who have them. I asked him to explain how crowdsourcing these critical materials actually works.
Well, it started very basic. It started from just replying to tweets because they were looking for help. And then we decided to put a website and some of these tech guys, I don't understand much of a tech. I'm not a techie. However, these tech guys have done some magic and they are able to match stuff. If you go to COVIDresources.in right now, you can just put a city and you can put what you need and then you get some, you know, recommendations. It's a completely crowdsourced thing. When people do get help, they upvote it. And they don't get help, they downvote it. So the leads with a lot of downvotes, we just scrape them out later. And we do it every 3 to 4 hours. So wow. We're trying to put our head around and try and be innovative and how we can help bridge gap between demand and supply. Of course, the demand is so high and the supply is so less. I think even the government and the authority, they're trying their best. They're doing in their capacity. However, things are so out of control that nobody knows what to do.
So I know oxygen is one crucial commodity right now. What kind of requests are you seeing online? What do people need the most?
If you do a small Twitter search right now, Delhi COVID, let's say two keywords, you will see that the requests are dropping in for things like remdesivir. It's an injection, I guess, which is helping. Then there is an injection called Tosi. I mean, I'm not a medical guy as well. So I got to hear these words for the first time in my life. People are asking for ICU beds, for hospital beds. Everything. I mean, it's very bad. You know, these are genuine people who are suffering. They're reaching out. They don't know what to do. And that's why they're turning to social media.
So, Manish, you're helping out with COVID swirling all around you. How has COVID affected your own family?
Luckily, my family, nobody got affected. However, I lost my friends. My school juniors, they were doctors themselves in a small place somewhere in India. And 4 of them, they passed away just day before yesterday. Because they did not get proper medication. One of my friend died because he did not get an ICU bed. And it's really heartbreaking. And I'm keeping all of this aside right now. I know that I have to be emotionally very intelligent, mentally very tough. Because we're suppressing our emotions and we're trying to do all we can by being the tougher one, by being that, you know, by taking... It's like a war. Marco, it is seriously like a war. This is like a third world war. We don't know what to do. We really don't know what to do.
I'm so sorry to hear about your friends, and it is a terrible situation when you have to just compartmentalize and put those thoughts out of your mind.
People are dying all around, Marcos. People are dying all around, you know. A couple of days ago, there was wait list to even cremate the bodies. Can you imagine? How grave is that?
So it looks like a lot of volunteers have been helping out with COVIDresources.in. It seems to be growing by the day. Do you think your volunteer work is making a difference?
It is. The kind of messages we receive every day is very overwhelming. End of the day, when we receive a message like, oh, thank you so much, we got an ICU bed, or maybe you got one cylinder of oxygen, it really helps. At the same time, it really breaks our heart. I have experienced it myself. I think 3 days ago, I did arrange an oxygen cylinder for an ailing patient. The oxygen cylinder reached the doorstep and the patient did not make it. He passed away and we couldn't help. And it is really heartbreaking. You know, just because a couple of hours of delay and we lost somebody. And there are thousands and thousands of cases like that.
Yeah, you said it was like a war. I mean, there are no guarantees here. Why did you feel you had to get personally involved at this level, Manish?
I don't know. You know, I'm out there on Twitter, and I felt it is a sense of responsibility, not because I'm an Indian, not because it's affecting me, because it's about humanity, right? It's about helping one human to another. I don't care who I'm helping right now. I just want to help. And there are hundreds like me who are trying to help, not just in COVIDresources.in. Many, many teams are doing such kind of work. And I think 1,000 more teams should come and do this work, because the more people we have, the better help we can get.
Manish Pandey volunteers at the COVIDresources.in collective in New Delhi, speaking with us about how local community initiatives are helping get people COVID supplies across the country. Manish, thank you for your time and thank you for the work you're doing.
Yes, Marcos. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.